Well, the National Weather Service has done it again, ladies and gentlemen. If you live 1 inch over the Connecticut border to Massachusetts, there's a winter storm watch. If you live 1 inch over the border into New York State in Columbia County, there's a winter storm watch. And if you live in Connecticut, there's no winter storm watch. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
That's right. And thank goodness that we don't have anything to do with watches and warnings. Private sector does not. Yeah. There are some weather services, however, that insist that they're going to put alerts out and things like that, and they should just, you know, bow out of that and leave it to the government.
Yeah, you and I have discussed this before. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the National Weather Service coming out with a blanket. You know, if you live in the northeastern part of it, there might be a winter storm. That qualifies for, you know, accumulations over 6 inches of snow. I mean, I have no problem with that, but you can't do what they do and post these things that, especially when you live in an area where we live, that don't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't make sense.
And I think didn't you write to him once before about this?
I called on the Albany office.
Yeah.
And like he said back then, well, you know, we issue forecasts and different offices cover the region.
Right.
Well, I mean, they've done it earlier this year. They've issued a winter storm watch for, like, the northwest corner of Litchfield County. It just takes a little more work on their part. But still, the way they do it is crazy. Remember, they were going to change it, but they really haven't changed it.
No, they have not.
So anyways, let's get to this weather here.
Well, I mean, there are no problems today. Lots of sunshine, chilly, low 30s, partly cloudy, upper teens tonight. Tomorrow, the Alberta Clipper, that's near Chicago now, that goes up the St. Lawrence Valley. So it drags a cold front this way, and as the front moves this way, we get a wintry mix developing by Tuesday afternoon and the highs in the mid-30s. The wintry mix goes over to snow Tuesday night. I'm thinking 2 to 4 inches in the mid-20s. Windy, cold snow showers. On Wednesday, we start in the mid-20s, fall into the teens. Sunny to partly cloudy, windy, stinging cold Thursday, 10 to 15 degrees. I'd be curious to know whether or not someone's going into the city tomorrow.
What time do you think it all starts?
It definitely starts somewhere for the city, between 10 and noon.
Yeah, but they'll have rain down there.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you know how things get in the city, just with a little rain. Right.
And so for us, if it starts in the city at 10, if it start for us around 11 or 12?
I'm thinking late morning, early afternoon, yep.
Okay, all right. That will probably curtail us going into the city.
I had a feeling.
That will probably curtail us going into the city.
Yeah, and, people want to know, how come we're not getting the big snows and stuff like that? If you don't get the southern jet stream to work in with the northern jet stream, there is just not going to be big storms. And right now, that is not in the cards. Now, don't we have the big ski lift thing going on this weekend?
No, that's
a week from
February 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Gotcha.
So, okay. I mean, and I'm sure there's plenty of time for snow in between now and then. But make their own snow. They have really, and we're going to have plenty of cold weather in between now and then.
Right.
So there's not going to be any problem. But it's always nice to have a snowfall. You don't want it to snow like on the 6th or 7th or 8th, you know, because it's all set. But if you got like, let's say next week, let's say you got about 3 or 4 inches of snow, so it looked like, you know, it looked like the Alps all the way around. Attendance will increase. People will come more so.
Right. I guess the thing that you don't want is you don't want rain.
You don't want rain. They can handle rain as long as it's not a heavy rain on the day of the event.
Right.
But what you really would like to see, you would really like to see snow all around. They can, as long as the temperature doesn't go to 45 or 50 and there's heavy rain, they can make snow and have the area ready. They're just the most incredible volunteers you'll ever see. So what does it look like for a week out, like not this week but like next week?
Yeah, and you know as well as I do, that could change tremendously. I mean, right now, there's definitely a moderating trend over the weekend. Okay, and I'm going to that model right now. to see what they're saying. So that would take us to, are we looking at February? We're way down here. Look at, what, February 8th, right?
Yeah, February 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Okay, February 8th, if the computer models are right, it's a sunny and seasonably cold day.
Okay.
That's on February 8th. And this is long range, folks, yeah. So it could change. Okay, that on Saturday, the 9th, rain is pushing up from the south, and it gets mild with rain. On Saturday and Sunday, let's see, it looks to me like on Sunday, the rain could change to snow, and it will get awfully windy and colder. But Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, looks like it could feature rain.
Well, we'll see.
There's a lot. A lot could change.
Yeah.
A lot could change.
So how was your weekend?
Quiet.
That's good.
I wouldn't say it wasn't, you know, it wasn't great. We're very busy getting the movie edited. And there's a lot of work that goes into that. People just don't understand. It's not just editing. It's finding the right music to go with the scenes, you know. And we have to find the music. We have to burn the music. We have to import the music. There's invitations that had to go out. What else? There's signs and banners that have to be made. So there's lots and lots of stuff that have to be made. And I have to be honest with you, Saturday was not feeling good at all. I felt better yesterday. I the dentist did tell me that I had a sinus infection, and the sinus infection is obviously taking its toll because it is going down to the right side of my cheek, and it's causing my teeth to just kill me. So I have to keep taking Advil. I'm on amoxicillin, but I guess that's going to take a little while. But if I take the Advil, it takes away the pain. Otherwise, I was kind of, you know, I'm not a pill taker at all. I don't even want to take aspirin. So when I have to take pills, they don't agree with me, and I feel lousy.
I agree with you. Hey, I got a question. Do you remember a movie from 2008 called Big Fish?
Oh, it was excellent.
Oh, what I saw it for the first time ever.
What a great movie. That is such an excellent movie. Do you know how many times I wanted to do that? I brought it up.
What a great movie.
And the director said, absolutely not. We can't do it.
What a great movie.
It is a great movie. He just thinks that there's too many special effects there that we would never get out of.
No, it's fantasy and reality rolled into one. What a great movie.
What a fabulous movie.
Yeah. And also, this week is the 40th anniversary of Animal House.
Oh, Animal House. Well, they had the Wizard of Oz over the weekend.
Yeah, that was. I think it was the 80th, wasn't it, for the Wizard of Oz or something like that?
I think so, the 80th, yeah.
But the 40th anniversary of Animal House.
Animal House.
Kind of scares you. 40 years ago. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Well, Marshall, you have a good one. Yeah, enjoy the sun.
All right, take care.
Okay, love that.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.